Before we go to the next sugya, I'd like to just learn over a small piece of Gemara that we had learned yesterday, and perhaps to make it a little clearer. Rav Poppe atler the shayla im yesh yad lepeye, and the shayla was, he said, hodin ugi lehevi peye, this aruge should be peye, vahodin, and the other aruge. And that goes into the category of yodes. And the Gemara is a shayla, yesh yad lepeye, ein yad lepeye, are we makish peye to kabonis, are we not makish peye to kabonis, that is the shayla. But in the middle of this boy, the Gemara says, Michlal, from Rav Poppe's boy, we see, Tchi Omar Sode Kula Tehevi Peya Havi Peya. From Rav Poppe, we see that if a person will say the whole field should be Peya, so it's also Peya. So the Gemara says, In, that is true. Vahasanya, we learned a Baraisa that tells us this Yisod. Minayim shimroitza lasis kol sadeu peya oise. How do we know if he wants to make the complete field peya without leaving over anything he can do that? Talmud loima pa'as sotcho. That, you can make the whole sode peya. Pa'as sotcho. That's a drash. Pashti dekro is pa'as shel sotcho. Pas shebe sotcho. The payer of the field, but al kapon, the b'raisa makes a drash that you could make the whole field payer. Now let's just see the ran, what the raya was from Rav Poppe. So let us see the ran. It is around six, it is four lines from where the lines start getting wide, towards the end of the shura. Michlal. So the Ran says the Omar Tehevi Sode Kula Peye, Havye Kula Peye. So where do we see this in Rav Poppe? So the Ran says the Vadai Rav Poppe Bechi Ay Gavne Kabiboyle. Mistome, this is the case or a similar case that Rav Poppe is speaking about. The Behi Ugye Kamaise Ikeshiuro. Now in Rav Poppe Shaila, when he's saying Hodin Ugi Lahevi Peya Vahodin, Mistame in the first Ugye, the first Aruge, there's a Shir Peya ready. The Loi, if there's not a Shir Peya, Afilim Tim Soloime Ein Yad La Peya, Peya Mal Yossi, that's the way you make Peya. The Vadai Kivin Shehis Chalasis Peya, if he started the process of making Peya, he as yet did not come to the Rabbonu de Kishir of Shishim, ki oma vahodein legamro niskaven. So when he said vahodein izichem means to be goyme de shir, there's no shayla. The person is in the process of making peya, hodein ugi levi pey, and this is less than shishim, vahodein vashteitzer, that means to, this also should be peya. That is not yodais. It's a loshen payim al yosi. This is a good loshen. There, the loshen means this is how he's making the shir payim. Elavadai, even the ike shir payim bekamais. It is speaking about in the first aruge there is already a shir payim. Mi boile. So from this we see that rapopos you can make your whole field payim. So we have to understand what the connection is. So the Share Yitzchak, the Kerem Eira, the Mrei Misode, seem to say as follows. The Shaila, it says in the Pasuk Pasotcha. Now, one can learn two ways. One can learn that Pa'as Sotcha, that the Peye Patos the Soda. That means we have different types of matonis. We have chala, we have trume. So pshat is that the chulen, the trume, you mafresh trume from tebu, and the rest becomes chulen. You need shirayim. The same thing by chala. that's where a case with this tevel, and you take off a chelik and the rest becomes mutter. Or let's say a case where there's no tevel, let's say by maisa behemoth. So you have 10 behemoths going out of a corral, the 10th behemoth goes out, so that's maisa behemoth, and the first 9 are potter. That means the maisa patels the other 9. I can't take the other 9 back in again, not again take off maisa behemoth. They're potter from the chiv. So you have to understand what is pshat and pasotcha. So you can learn 2 ways. You can learn 1 way pasotcha means the peye that you take off patels the sode michiyuvoi. That means there's a chiyuv peye, and when you take off an amount of peye, that patels the sode peye shebesotcha. So let us speak about such a case. And perhaps this is the case what the Ran is speaking about, which Agamor is speaking about. The case is as follows. A person said, Hodein Ugye Lehevi Peye. And the Ran says it's speaking about that there was a Shia Peye. This became Peye. Now, Vahodein. Now, what do you mean Vahodein? How can you make Peye? The Peye was taken off the field already. It patted the chiyuv peye. There's no chiyuv peye anymore. How can you say v'hodein if you took off a shir peye? So from this we see that there's no such thing as pattering. Peye is unique. It's not pshat as when I take off a certain amount, I patter the chiyuv peye from the rest of the field. I'm potter to give. I gave a shir, but I never patter the chiyuv peye. I can make more peye if I want. That's what we see from our Gemara. So we see that the peye that one takes off is not a peiter, and is not a mafkia. No, I'm giving this for my chiyuv. I'll decide 10 days later to give more for my chiyuv, so I can give the rest for my chiyuv. The chiyuv peye is never nifka from the sotah. If that is the case, so then you can make the whole field pay it. If we learn that the gather of Azivas Peye is that it's a poiter, Peye Shebesotcha, so then you would need Sode, and the Peye tattles the Sode. So Mamele, you couldn't make that the whole field should be paid, because it's not Peye Shebesotcha. But if there's no such thing that it's a poiter, that means there's a chiyuv to give peye, and if I give the shiur, I can give more than the shiur. So memele, if after peye was given, I can give again peye, so we see that the sode never becomes niftar through the first azive. If it doesn't become niftar, so I can make the whole thing peye. That's how they learn pshat the Gemara. Okay, now let us go to the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. That's where we were up to. Yesh Yad Litztoke, or Yein Yad Litztoke. Is there a Din Yodais by Tztoke? Heichi Domi, what is the case? Ileime Da Oma Chodein Zuza Litztoke. He had in front of him 2 Zuza, 2 coin. He said this Zuz is Litztoke. V'hodein Nami. And then on the second coin, he says, this one should also be Sahut Tzedok Atzmi. That's not called Yodais. That's called, he said, Beferish. V'hodein Litztoke, V'hodein Nami, this also. So that's a Loshen, that this should be for Tzedok. That's not a Yad. Tzedok Atzmi. So that's no that's not a shail of yodis. Elokegoin. The Omar Hodein, Bloy Omar Nami. He said, Hodein Zuzi Lahevi Tzedoke. This Zuz should be for Tzedoke. The Hodein, and this, he didn't say Nami. My. Hodein Nami Tzedoke Koma. Is there a din yodis? And I say, this should also be Tzedoke. This will be spent. This I'm spending the zoos. I'm taking the zoos out of my possession and giving it to Tzedakah. Vahodain and the other zoos, I'm also spending. But the other zoos will not be litztok, and the other zoos will be lenafkusa for spending purposes. V'dibureu deloyaske. He didn't finish what he's saying. Mi amrine, do I say, given the iskish lekabonis tersiv bepicha zutzdoke, ma kabonis yeshlam yad af tzedoke yeshlo yad, oidume lebal ta'acher hu de iskish. Maybe this hekish is only legabi bal ta'acher, but it's not legabi yodis. And we already had the Ran explain this, that since it is not mefurish bekro, that it's, we're speaking about stock, it's only a drash, so then we don't say ein hekish lemachze, and therefore we could say that the whole hekish is only legabi bal ta'acher, not legabi din yodis, since the Torah specifically did not mention tzedakah. That is the Ran. That is the Gemara. Now let us see the Ran. Yesh yad litztoke oy ein yad litztoke. Now let's see the Ran, that's on the Vova mit Beis. That's around five lines from the bottom. Yesh yad litztoke, yein yad litztoke. So now the Ran first brings down Apshat, that this is a continuation from the previous Gemara. Peirish. Im timtza loyma di yesh yad lepeye. If you will say yesh yad lepeye. There's a din yodeis by peye. That was the previous Gemara. Kiven de chamire. Since peye is chomo. De bal kolche chayve rachmone beikar peye. This achiev to give ikapeya. Let's talk him. So what is by tztoke? That means there's a sfore that could be peye is more chomel than tzedoke, because by peye balkolche chayve rachmone beikapeya. The Torah was machayev, and the ikapeya, the Torah was machayev. We'll come back to this. Kach pirshu rabbeisai. That's how the Rebbe is. This is the Rashba. This is how the Rashba learns Pshat in the Gemara. So this Gemara is a continuation of the previous Gemara. That means, afilu we will say, yesh yad lepeye, and we are makish peye to kobones, maybe that's peye, that's chomo, because peye, balkoche chai verachmone. Hashem came by tztoke. V'loi nirali. So the Ran says, I don't agree with this pshat. The be'ike tztoke, nami balkoche mechayv, a person is mechuyiv to give tzedakah also. V'chiteim eloi mechayv v'kulo. I will say that mechuyiv to give so much. Pe'yin nami loi mechayv elo b'shiyura v'loi so de kulo. So the Ran says he doesn't understand Rabbeisov. The Rabbeisov says there's a chaymer of peya over tzedoke, because peya ba'kolche chay ve'rachmon. She says he doesn't understand. Stok is also this achiev to give tzedoke. The shayla is how much to give. So by peya also there's a shayla how much to give. You don't have to give more than the chiev. And we're speaking about he gave more than the chiyuv. She's also speaking he gave more than the chiyuv. L'kach nire dahani talti boi lava dodi itmar v'loi shaycha b'imtim tzoloim. So therefore the Ran is choylik on the Rashbe, and the Ran says that it's not im debeker. Tzedoke and peya are exactly the same. And one man yomer cleared by tztoke, one cleared by peya, but it's not im timtza loymer, that even though by peya there is a dinyodis, maybe by tztoke there's no dinyodis. I'd like to try to explain what the Rashba held and what the Ran held. To try to explain this machloikis. the Ktzois and the Sivis, the Ktzois is in Simen Reish Tzadik Sivkot and Gimel, and the Sivis is Reish Nun Sivkot and Dalet, say as follows. Be'emeson, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, there are two categories of tzedakah. There's one tzedakah that bezden is yoyred nechosov. That means there's one type of a tzedakah that a person is obligated to give yaver olavmo. That means he's mechuyev to give tzedakah. And as Nesivis gives an example, a person is living in the city, he's mechuyev to give to the kupe, he's mechuyev to give to the tamchui. These are tzedakahs that the bnei ha'ir are mechuyev to give. And how much is mechuyev to give? Bezdin is oimed, bezdin shatzes up how much he possesses, what the need is, and bezdin tells them how much he has to give. Napshat is that we make appeal, how much do you want to give? No. There's a chiv on every yid to see that there should be a kupa stock in the year. We need money for the aniyim, for the tamchoi, for the kupa. And that's the mitzvah of tzedakah. And that mitzvah, again, we don't need his haskome. The Ktzai says, afilu he's a shaita. There's also Yerudim L'Nachosov, which is a Meretik HaChidish. We don't even need Zalab HaMitzvah. His Nachosov are Meshubid for these tzedakahs. There's a certain amount of tzedakah. Now, there's another parsha of tzedakah. Bepicha zu tzedakah. Bepicha zu tzedakah. Pshat is, this is not an obligatory chiyuv. If I want to be machayiv myself, I want to give tzedakah, so bepichas zut tzedakah. So by saying, harei alai litein tzedakah, harei zut tzedakah, that's the parsha of nedorim, that's nidrei tzedakah. So there's a tzedakah which has no connection at all with his private nedorim. This is a tzedakah he's mechuyiv to give. And then there's a tzedakah that he wants to be mechayiv himself. He made an edit to give tzedakah. There's yesh lechayla b'seich b'esai. So he wants schusim. He's looking for schusim. Arei alai litein tzedakah. That is I just had a meir de kemaisa. Someone related that this happened 30 years ago. That the mother was very sick. And the doctor gave up. The doctor gave up. He didn't know any way how to cure her. So the Bnei Mishpacha came together and gave $7,000 for tzedakah, which was then a Hain Rav. His mother lived 7 years, and then she was Nifter. So this person said, if we would have realized that $7,000 can bring 7 years of life, they hopped after when she was nifted, they reminded themselves that happened 7 years ago, would have given much more. But this is a tzedakah, one should be neder based. So this is a neder that is not the chiyuv of tzedakah, but this, he's mechayiv himself to give tzedakah, and this is nidrei tzedakah. That is by tzedakah. By payah, we had just mentioned before, by payah, there's a chiyuv to give payah from the field. That means, so, with how much am I yoytze my chiyuv? It matters how much you give. You give a mashu, you yoytze your chiyuv with a mashu, midrabbani should give a 60 year. You give the whole field payah, I was yoytze my chiyuv with the whole field. That means the sodeh, there's a chiyuv payah, and how much of the sodeh you take for the chiyuv is a chelik of the chiyuv. So mameila, so the Rashba said, amoyer de kevok. So the Rashba said like this. The yad If I said, Ugye zu peye. Hodein ugye te hevi peye. So I'm saying, this is a chelik of chiyah peye. This is the chiyah peye that my sod is machui. If I say, vahodein and this, so what does that mean? And this should also be a chelik of the chiyah. This is not, that means there's a chiyah and I'm saying this should be a chelik of the chiyah. So memeile, so that's chomer. That means the yad is on something, not I'm creating a chiyuv. The chiyuv is there. I'm just controlling or the flow of the chiyuv. That means how much should be payah, how much I decide to be payah. First I decide that this aruga should be payah. Then I say vahodeh. So this is part of the chiyuv. This is part of chiyuv peyah. That is by peyah. So now if we'll have a yad, we'll have a limud, that yes yad le peyah. So what is the limud telling us? That by peyah, to add on to the chiyuv, to be moisiv to the chiyuv, this aloch of yotis. Now, when we're coming to tzedakah, we're talking about bepichas u tzedakah. The whole tzedakah that we are speaking about is not speaking about of the chiyuv of tzedakah. The chiyuv of tzedakah, you don't need your mouth, you don't need yodis. That Beslan goes and says, Rabbi Yid, you owe so much and so much money, you have to give so much money for Kupa Sezer. That's not what we're speaking about. We're speaking about a chiyuv that he created. He's saying, Harezu tzedakah, this is bepichazu tzedakah. This is a tzedakah that is originating. Mipif. This is a tzedakah that is not a tzedakah shel chiyuv. To be moisiv on this tzedakah with the others, you can't learn out one from the other. The two sugyas. This is a hisofeh on the chiyuv. This is a hisofe on something that's not a chiyuv. So they're two different sugyas. So maybe if the sod already is mechuyev bepeye, and I'm just saying how much of the sod should be peye, there is a din yodis. But here there's no chiyuv on me whatsoever to give tzedakah, the bepichas of tzedakah to get tzedakah. So I want to give so much, then I want to give more, so this is not a mechuyev to get tzedakah. She can't learn that one from the other. Now let us look at the Lashon of the Ram. Again. Im timtze loyme de yesh yad le peye. Kiven de chamire. Peye is chomer. De bal kol chay chay ve rachmane beike peye. That means the chiyuv peye is a mechuyiv dik. A mechuyiv to give peye. So memele, I'm being moisif with the din yodis on my heels. That is a din yodis. Let's talk it. Well, the bashenke by tzedakah, I'm not mechuyev in the ikel tzedakah. Our sugi is talking about the tzedakah of a pichazu tzedakah. Kach pirshu rabbeisai. So it's beautiful what the rabbeisai was saying. V'loi nirali. And the Ran says, V'loi nirali. So, the way we're explaining now, we're not speaking about the Iket Tzedakah. We're speaking about the Tzedakah of Bepichazu Tzedakah. That's the Ran's question. So, the way we were explaining, the Rashba we understand very well. The Ran is not so understandable. So I'd like to say over that it could very well be that the Ran is going l'shitose. This in Chidushi Rab Reuven, he goes on the Ran Daf Chesam Adalev. And the way he explains that Ran, so it will be kiloyrin leinayim to us to understand Aran. Amoyre deke Rab Reuven. Rab Reuven says, And Simon Zayin. V'yesh leforesh b'shita sara. V'yesh amachloikis arishoinim. If a person says, harei olai litein tzedoke. If a person says, harei olai lohavi kolben, and he doesn't bring the kolben, there's a bal yachol. Doesn't bring the kolben, there's a bal yachol. Le yachol devore. It was machalos dibo. If a person says, harei olai litein tzedoke, could be there's no bal yachol. He brings a marit like this, and the Ran also could be hold like that. He wants to say this in the Ran. And Rabbi Reuven says as follows, Amir di Kezach, Nidrei tzedoke, Visrabu mi bepichezu tzedoke, Einom bechlal hanedorim. This is not a neder. When a person says, I'm going to give $10 for tzedoke, the Ran held, this is not a neder. Elo, Shemechayev es atzmoy bechiyuv mitzvahs tzedoke. Bepichezu tzedoke means that there is a chiyuv tzedoke. What every yid is mechuyev to give. We mentioned the Nesiva says, if there's a kupes tzok in the shtok, you're mechuyev to give. The afal gab, zot rabruven, the me'etzem mitzvahs aseid tzedoke, Loichiyavte teure yoisa mi maisa, oi choymish, there's a mitzvah to give maisa, oi choymish, oi dei mach soiroi, oi shlishas ha-shekel. There are different shurim, what the chi of tzedok is. The way he mentioned in the Sivis, he has to give for the niye a year. Mikol moke, ksha oimar tzela zu le tzedoke, oi harei alai losei tzela le tzedoke, Kvar hichnis atzmoy bechiyuv ha-mitzvah kishir haftochosoy. So he says, amoyre de kipshat. Mitzvah stoke is, let us say, there's a shita, a person has to give, let's say he's a rich man, he lives in a rich store, there's no aniyim. A person has to give a minimum of a shlishis ha-shekel l'shonem. He have to go and look, find out of a life. There's a minimum, that's the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, it's the mitzvah of tzedakah without him opening up his mouth, anything, at least a shlishis a shekel a year, which is a very small amount. Fine. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, Rabbi Reuven says, I'm going to give a shekel of tzedakah. I'm going to give a shekel. Now, the sheer shekel originated from Bepicha, he said. So he says, the chiddush of Bepicha Zutztoke is that when I say I'm going to give a shekel for Tztoke, so the chiyuv Tztoke shalatoire, which without me opening up my mouth was only a shlishis a shekel, through opening up my mouth, so the chiyuv Tztoke becomes a shekel. That means I can control the flow of the chiyuv tzedakah. Bepicha. So he says, it's not, now I'm a chiyuv to give it al tzedakah. I'm a chiyuv to give it al tzedakah. And listen to the moshul that Rav Reuven gives. Uchemoy bepeya. Just like by peya, she'ein lo shir. Peya, there's no shir. That means there's no shir in peya. I could say a 60th should be peya. But when I say the whole field is peya, so the whole field is not a 60th is peya, and the rest is, I said, the whole thing is peya. That means that it, just like by peya, the Torah gave a person a koyach that how much peyeh he'll be mechuyev is how much he decides to be mechuyev. But there's a minimum. You have to give, let's say, a 60th, but if you decide more, you're mechuyev in more. So the same thing by tzedakah, Rabbi Reuven says, how much tzedakah is a yid mechuyev? How much he decides.
There's a minute. If you didn't decide anything, there's a shlishis ha-shekel. But the minute you decide, so that's mitzvah tzedakah. That's what Rabbi Reuven says. And he brings, but he brings a ritva that would seem from the ritva that the ritva holds like this. The ritva wants to say a teretz on Tosfos kasha. Tosfos in Ksubas esa kasha. The din is koifen ala tzedakah. We mentioned before from the Nesivis, and tzedakah, you koifen. That means we don't ask him, we don't make appeals, we tell him, abyeit, you have to give X amount of dollars for tzedakah. I mean, that's in the mitzvah tzedakah, if there's an iyeya, you have to give a certain amount. So Tosfos and Ksubas esa kasha, we have a klal, a mitzvah, shematan tzchoro betzido, you're not koife. A mitzvah, if the Torah says beferish the schar of the mitzvah, so then bezen doesn't mishtachain. But the Torah is telling you, you want schar, you do the mitzvah. That's the biggest kfir. You don't want schar, don't do the mitzvah. That means, like, in other words, I'm telling a person, you want $3 billion, do the mitzvah. Or not, you won't get $3 billion. That is enough to motivate a person. And you don't have to be kaifim anymore. So Tosfos asks the kasha. The mitzvah of tzedakah is matan tzchora betzida. The pasuk says the schar. So how could you be kaifim? That's Tosfos kasha. So the ritva answers on Tosfos kasha. The goli rachmone bitztoke shahitzi bepiv vo'osiso. In this pasuk bepicho zutztoke, it says vo'osiso. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out from the word vo'osiso, you're koyfe him. Tzedoke shahitzi bepiv, it says right in the pasuk vo'osiso. Melamid shekoyfe noisoi. Vohu adin b'chol tzedoke. So the Ritva comes with a teretz. You're right. All mitzvahs, shematan, tzchore, betzita, we're not koifer. But by the mitzvah of tzedakah that says beficha, it says you're koifer. So if I'm koifer by this mitzvah, so I'm koifer by all mitzvahs of tzedakah. What's the difference, this tzedakah or any tzedakah? So Rabbi Reuven asks, Amor deke kasha, shaymu shamayim. What is pshat in the Ritva? If we learn pshat, when I say beficha, I'm making a neder to give tzedakah. You make a neder, you're over the neder, we'll be kai for you. Mitzvah tzedakah is matan schorah betzida. What does one tzedakah have a shaykhis with the other? But if we'll say the way Rabbi Reuven had wanted to say, beficha is not pshat, it's my own chiyiv, it's a neder to give chiyiv. Beficha is I am obligating myself that mitzvah tzedakah should be mechayev me as much money as I'm saying. Bepicha is mitzvah tzedakah. But the amount, I suggested the amount. I was keveya the amount. But I'm mechayev alt mitzvah tzedakah to give how much I said. So the Ritva says, very good, so you see a mitzvah stokah, there's a mitzvah of kviyah. You could be, there's a din of kviyah mitzvah stokah. So what's the chilik if it's on the 2/3 of the shekel which he mentioned bepiv, or the 1/3 which is mochiv min ha-toyret? So memela, that's how Rabbi Reuven says pshat in the Ran. So memela, now let's go back to Aran. So Aran is meiradik. Aran l'shitos, he doesn't understand the Rashba. What is he saying? By payah, there's a chiyuv. And by tztokah, there's no chiyuv. She says, I don't understand. Be'iket tztokah, nami bal kochach mechayiv. So on the iket, just like in the iket chiyuv, payah is mechuyuv, so on the iket tztokah is also mechuyuv. He's not mechuyev to give so much tzedakah. So the Ran, the way Rabbi Reuven explains the Ran, so we understand beautifully the machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. The ran is timing on the rash. I don't understand you. Peye and tzedoke are exactly the same. There's a minimum chiyuv, and then a person can be moisif bepiv by peye. So this then he becomes mechuyev and more peye. He doesn't have to, but he becomes mechuyev and more peye. And by tzedoke, if he's moisif, he wants to give more tzedoke, so he's also mechuyev mitzad mitzvah tzedoke. So he says both are exactly the same. Why is peye more chomer than tzedoke? That's the shita saran. And as he mentioned before, the Rashba could be held nitazoi. The Chiva Pichas Napshat is I'm being mamshich mitzvah tzedoke on what I say. This is another dekechiyuv. This is a bal yachil, and so the two different chiyuvim. So this is his own chiyuv. This is a teira dekechiyuv. This is the teira was machayev to give payer. That's what the chmira the bal kolche chayv achmona beike peye, and the mitzvah tzedoke the whole chiyuv is a man made chiyuv. So that's why the Rashba differentiated between peye and tzedoke. Oydil me may vahodein lenafkusa baal mekoma. The av agav the yad mechiyach habit. Even though it's a yad mechiyach, that means when he says vahodein mistame, he does not mean to say that I'll spend this. He come vahodein the tzedoke koma, but the main yad klava filo mechiyach. Well, maybe there's no din yodis by tzedoke. I do me ki iskish lebal taachu de iskish leemridin en hekish lemachze the tzedoke nami leksive behedye midrash osi, and something that comes from a drosh. We're not makish. We don't say in hekish lamacht. Let us go further. Now, yesh yad lehefke. Let's go further into Gemara by the small base and Avzayin the Medalev. Yesh yad lehefke, idul me'ein yad lehefke. If a person said, this should be hefke, that means he had, let's say, two $10 bills in front of him. So first he said, this should be hefker. And then he says, v'hodein, and this, v'idul mein yad lehefker. In fact, the Gemara, haynu tzedoke, imtim tzoloima koma, imtim tzoloima yesh yad letzdoke, Dein hekish lemachze, hefke miemrinen heinu tzedoke. Do I say hefke is also tzedoke? I do me shiny tzedoke. The tzedoke leichozi ele laniim, avul hefke bein laniim, bein laashir. Now, this Gemara we have to understand, it's not too clear the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, that we're playing a shayla, if we will assume, yesh yad letztoke, what's with hefke? So first the Gemara says, hefke is also tztoke. No, hefke is not tztoke, hefke is bein laniim, bein lashir. What is pshat in the Gemara? Now, let us see the top toisvis and the avzayim. Hefke hainu tztoke. The stam mafker, Pishvil sheyisku boani. A person is mafkir. He's mafkir that anyone could take it. His pnimius intent is sheyisku boani. Umasik mikomokim hefke habi laaniim ulashir. I'd like a little bit to, there's a psaloshon of the Orach HaShulchan. And I would like to be medame what Orach HaShulchan says to our Gemara. Orach HaShulchan, Reisha in Gimel Sifkotn Hei, says about Iker mitzvah de Shviyis. He's talking about Shviyis. Hu bishvil ha'oni, t'chsiv v'ochlu avyoinei amecho. the Iker mitzvah, that you leave the fields hefker, the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah of Shviyas is the v'ochlu avyoinim echa, the avyoinim should have what to eat. Afal pisha mufka lakil. L'maise, anyone can take it. A millionaire can also come into my field and take the peiris also. It's hefka lakil. The mitzvah is, it's hefka lakil. But the intent of making it hefka was that v'ochlu avyoinim echa. Taisvis is saying here as follows. When a person is mafkir nechosov, anyone can take it. What is his intent over here? So his intent is, he's not interested that his next door neighbor, who's a millionaire, should get it. He's mafkir it that, isn't it really that I'm making it hefka and I hope Anoni would get it? That's his intent. But the chalois hefka, the maisa is a chalois which not only enables Anoni to take it, an osher also could take it. So memela, so the Gemara is clearing a shaila. If we assume yesh yad letzdoke, by tzdoke there's a din yad. So in every hefker, there's a intent that it should end up being tzedok. He'd be very happy if Anani would take it. There's a possibility that Anani will get it also. There's an intent and a possibility, but there's also a possibility that an osher will get it. And his intent and his possibility will go down the drain, and an osher will get it. So, the Gemara is clearing a shaila. If I hear here, a chalois hefker. Hefker has in itself possibilities of tzedakah, intents of tzedakah, but it is not tzedakah. It is not a pure tzedakah, and it's far from a pure tzedakah. So that is the shaila. That is the shaila of the Gemara. The shaila of the Gemara is that it could be that since the chelkei tzedakah that are meurev in hefker, is that enough to give it hilchis tzedakah that there should be a din yodis? Or no? Or I'll say that since it's not pure tzedakah, it could end up, it'll be, this is a chalois, that an osher can also end up getting it. So this is not a pure tzedakah, this is a 50% tzedakah in kamus and in eichos. There's a possibility Yoni will get it, and there's an intent that Yoni should get it, but it's, so mele could be it doesn't have the hilchis tzedakah legabi yodis. That could be his pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see the Ran. Im timtza loy me yesh yad letzdoke, the Ran on top of the Omer, mishum dekivet de iskesh. Since we have a hekesh, we're makesh tzedoke to kolbonis, hafa gav dleksivi behedye, ein hekesh lemachtze. Es hefke nami, mi emrin in hain letzdoke loy. Vahay de loy me safke lo ne yesh yad leshvur. What about shvur? Is a yad by shvur? Oiloi, mishum de behedye iskish, ki yider neder, oi shova shvue, aine des nan, ki nidre rishoim, noda bekolbin, u beshvue, alma yeshad le shvue. The person said, ki nidre rishoim olaim, so memela, that's a yad, he wants to make a shvue also, because the rishoim make shvues. So you see, there's a din yodais by shvues. Now let us see the Gemara further. Boi Ravine. Ravine Klauda Shailer. Yesh yad lebeis akisei oiloi. Is there a yad lebeis akisei? Now, let me just give a shtikel akdomash, we should just understand the Gemara. We'll see there's a shayle, if midarabonon, there's hazmona lebeis akisei. That means, let's go a little further back. A true beis akisei, and let us translate, a beis akisei is not a mokim where one is oisitz rochov, that is not a beis akisei. A beis akisei is a mokim that's miyuchet to hold tzoya. That was the beis akisei bizman chazal. That means there was a mokim that a person was also tzrochov and the tzoya remained there. That was the Beis HaKisei. Was a mokim that a person leaves the tzoya there. That's a Beis HaKisei. And in that mokim, it's also min atoyret, it's sayadavu shebekdusha, that's vayimach necha kodesh. One is not permitted, that's a Beis HaKisei d'iraisa. We'll elaborate soon a little bit more about this nekuda. The Rabbanon said, we'll see it's a shail on this, if a person was mazmin a mokim to beis akisei, that means he had a clean mokim, nothing was ever done in that mokim, but he found a mokim in a field, oh, this is a suitable place, this is going to be my beis akisei. He said that. Now, there's a shaila if me the Rabbanon, he said such a thing that this mocking is huzma the beis akisei mitarabon and katzadin beis akisei. You're not allowed to learn krishma in this mocking already. That's yesh hazmona the beis akisei, which is ad rabon the kedim. So now let us see the Gemara and we'll elaborate a little bit more on this nekuda. Boy ravine. Yesh yad lebeis akisei oiloi. Is there a din yodeis lebeis akisei oiloi? So the Gemara asks, heichidomi. Now, what's the case? Ileime. There were two rooms, two empty rooms. He said, da'omar hodein beis lehevi beis akisei. This place should be a beis akisei. V'hodei nami, this room should be a beis akisei. V'hodei nami, this room also, ahu beis akisei nami hava. That's not yodis. That is a loshin gomo. Elekegoin da'oma v'hodein, v'loyoma nami. He said v'hodein, didn't say nami. My, hodein da'oma v'hodei nami beis akisei. Eidulma mai v'hodein letashmisha ba'alme. This will be for beis akisei, and this will be for something else. I'm being magdil now the mekaymes, which I want to use for certain tashmishim. This will be for a shimish of a beis akisei. This will be for another tashmish. So the Gemara says michlal de pshita le ravine de yesh zimun le beis akisei. So it seems clear. Ravina holds there is a din zimun le beis akisei. I'm only claiming the shalos there a din yodois le zimun beis akisei. For me boy le ravina is mini le beis akisei mau. Ravina cloud is for a shaila. Zimun moil or yain zimun moil. So ravina era shaila. Bechlal is there a din zimun. And all of a sudden, this Ravina clears a shaila. This a din yodis lezimun. Why do you need? What's chat is a din yodis? Who says bachal is a din zimun?
The Gemara answers: Ravina chode migoy chode kami boile. No, one shaila is dependent on the other. Zimun moil I ain't zimun moil. That was one shaila Ravina had. Im tim tzoloi me yesh zimun, yesh yad oi ein yad. So memele, that's the shayle. Tiboile, teiku. Now, What does the Ran say? Yesh yad lebeis akisei shei osa likris boi krishma. Chode migoi chode kami boi lekoi. Tim suloi mi yesh zimon, yesh yad oi ein yad. Now, I'd like to see in the Veinik the Peiras Yosef and the Rishash. The Peiras Yosef and Avzayin Amadalev says as follows. Boy Rabinim, Yesh Yad Lebeis HaKise. Mechlal De Sova Yesh Azmone. Bo Boy Rabinim Yesh Azmone. Koshali. So the Peshesim is Samir de Kakash. The Lechayre I Ein Hazmone. If you hold Ein Hazmone, yes, what is Rabin Shaila Ein Hazmone? The Lechayre I Ein Hazmone, Tzorech Hazmone Umayse, Kedeise Besanhedre, the Beinen Tzorbei Vazmene. That means the Gemara says a Shaila by tefillin. If you, a baitel of tefillin. When does it get a kedusha of tashmishe kedusha? Tzorbei va'azmene. That means I put tefillin in it once. And for once. Not putting in tefillin. And I was mazman. I want this to be a tefillin baitel loyal. So this combination of a meiser together with a hazmone, then it gets, it becomes Tashmishe Kedusha. Vim kein, gam im ein hazmone, I feel you saw ein hazmone, basically. Ravine Shaila was, that Chazal make a chumre, if I did, I only said, hodein basakise, does it get a chayim of a basakise? That's a Shaila. Yes or no, I don't know. But the zikha is a basakise, that comes about with hazmona min ha-teire. Tzorbei va-azmenei. Vim kein, gam im ein hazmona, mikol mokim nafki minim yesh yad lebeis ha-kisei, os im osa kein maise, afilu l'shonesa. Da ha-avi kamei tzorbei va-azmenei. Ma shein ken im ein yad lehav hazmona. Ken gam achmas amaisa loy nesa. To lafum haisvore besekisa loy choma mishadvorem. Mikay miachashanotel memena mutter im ein yad. Frekt de peiras Yosef amoyre di kekasha. That means, Ravine had a shayle, is there din yodis by hazmona. So the gemore is a kasha, why are you claiming a shayle, there's a din yodis by hazmona, you're mesupik if hazmona alone helps. In fact, the peiras Yosef, 100%. Who says I'm claiming by hazmona alone? Maybe I'm claiming a shayle when hazmona helps me not tell it. That he did a maise in Azmene. So then hazmona will help me not tell it. Then it's a basic kise me not tell it. But you need the hazmona to make it a basic kise me not tell it. So on the second basic kise, I said, hodein basic kise, the hodein nami. I put in tzoya in the second basic kise. Was there hazmona on the second basic kise? Yes or no? So now we listen. Yes, yad lazmona, yen yad lazmona. So it's a moira di kikasha. The Gemara says, the ain hazmona le beis hakisei he holds. Sure. But let's talk, but there's a case when there's a deraisa di kazmona. Where hazmona zicha helps. That's kasha number one. Now, let us look in the Rishash. Bichlau de pshita le ravine de yeshimon le beis hakise. Mikan muchach dohod de kaimolon shom de beis hakise af al pi she pinua min atzoya osa wafilu lo yazmane mikore.
Im Leikeini, Kalameime, the Bayos and the Kamu, Imacha Kach Pinu.
Now, the Rishash seems to be asking the Peiris Yosef's Kasha. He says, Lachaira, there's an afkemine, if it's a good asmone, he puts Oye in, and he made a asmone. So he says, is a raya, that if he puts oil in without asmone, it's also basically say the raya. Atkan l'shoyne. So mamela, we have the Peiris Yosef's Kasha, and the Rishash has a peretz on this. Now, I just would like to mention that what the Rishash says, there's a big machloikis. The Mishnah Berurah is choylik on the Rishash. And I'd like to mention a Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber in Simen Pei Gimel Sif Beis says, "Is minay lebeis akise, v'adayin loy nishtamish poi." So that's Ravin Ishaila. Let's not go on how we pass on, but that's Ravin Ishaila, is minaboy v'loy nishtamish poi. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Avol im nishtamish poi, afilu rak pamachas. He was mazmenit lebeis akise. And he was once he was mishtamish, Su yesh olav shem beisakise yoshan lechol dinov, kiven dehoya shom hazmone umayse, it was hazmone should be a beisakise, and there was a mayse once he made it a beisakise, so then it's a beisakise dirais. Vim loy hoya shom hazmone, but if there wasn't hazmone, V'rak b'mikre nifnishom, he was mafane there, but he wasn't mazmin this makiv basic kisei. V'achakach pine mimenu tzoye, v'gam ein bereyecha, nira li de ein olav shem basic kisei klal muto. That means if there was a maise on asmone, it's muto. If there was asmone, it's a basic kisei deraise. So he says he found this. So he says klo not like the Rishash. He says klo that mishtamish boy is not enough. Mishtamish boy is nothing. You need a hazmone. I don't want to be mazman this mocking for basic he's not being mishtamish, but I don't want to make this a basic he's, there's no hazmone, so it's nothing. You take out the tzoy and it's gonish. She need has money plus shimur. So that was the Peiris Yosef's Kasha. So it's an afkimin l'gabi yaderais. Now, just want to read a little bit from the Bir Aloch. Im hoya boy has money o maise, hu beis akise gomo l'chol dinov, hu memeile de isure minatoy. If there was Basman and he did a mice, it's Osman Atay. The Bevadai im loy his mine rak lefisho, by habi surim in Atay. Umashe kosav no oidim be mikra nifnisham, the bemis mice beli asmone, gorua me asmone beli mice, the beze lekula alma ba alma lav milsei. So memele, that's that. And he brings a Shulchan Aruch, a Rav, Dim nishtamish poi rak pam achas, have a beisakisei, yoshan visurim min ha-toyre, she was the Yizicha speaking about with hazmone. Without hazmone, it's not a beisakisei. Now, the Bir Aloche asks a moiridike kashe from a posik in Chumash. So the kids, what does the Bir Aloche say? Bir Aloche says, Azmone, Nimishtamish Pamachas, that's a Beisakisei, and a Beisakisei, fully you take out it, so it's gone. Frechter, Amoyra de Kekashe, there's a posik that says, Faker, Vain Lahakshis, as a mikro, Dersiv, Viyod, Tia Lecho,
It says in Parshas Kiseitzei that they went out l'molchome, you should have a special mokim, you should be miyachad amokim, where you should be oisitz rochecha. And afterwards it says, v'chisisa seyosecha. After when you do your tzrochim, v'chisisa, you should cover it. The Rabbeinu Yoinah says that after you cover it, it's mutter b'divrei Torah. That's why v'chisisa seyosecha, it's mutter b'divrei Torah. Fragt the Mishnah Brura, moire de kikashe, shayim shamayim. You have to be masman amokim. Not anyway, you have to be masman amokim. This place will be the Beis HaKisa. And then you are oisitzrochecho, and v'chitzisa seyosecho, boom, it's mutter, ois Beis HaKisa. He said, this is a Beis HaKisa midaraisa, will you take out the tzai, it's garnished. This kasha, the Bir Halacha asks, which is a mirdike kasha. So he says, Amor de Keteretz. He says, since when he was Mazman this Mokim, he was Bedeya to cover the Tzoya, so that's called, he never was Mazman the Mokim for Abeis HaKisei. Because we mentioned Abeis HaKisei is a Mokim that holds Tzoya. If I'm, when I was Mazman the Mokim, but I'm not going to keep Tzoya here, I'm going to cover the Tzoya. So like this, it's just like I'm taking out the Tzoya. I have no intent whatsoever to keep Tzoya in this Mokim. So that's not called as Mona Lebeis HaKisei. A Maima Hamuska, I would like to be Ma'ira, that from this Bir Halacha, it would seem not like the Chazenish. And I'd like to mention, if I'm not mistaken, the Chazanish brings down this Bir Halacha. The Chazanish clears a shayla. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brochas, a Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim is not a Beis HaKisei. What is a Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim? A Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim was a mokim that the tzoya was misgalgul out of the rishus. That means there was like a tunnel underneath the mokim of Asiyah Tzrocho, when he was Asiyah Tzrocho, so it went out, like, this is similar to a urinal, that the urine does not remain, it goes out right away. This is similar perhaps to the, matters how good that, how the toilets and the airplanes, also that means the tzoye goes out, perhaps a fiddle without flushing. So Memele, this is not called a Beis HaKisei. This is what the Gemara says. The Chazanish Klaus HaShayla, what's with our Botei Kisois? Here it's worse than the Beis HaKisei HaParsiyim, because you have to flush. Because when you don't flush, the Tzoya is there. So it could be it's worse. Could be as it didn't have a Beis HaKisei. So I wanted a taina from the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says Klonit HaZoi. The Bir Halacha says, yes, why isn't the Yatil, why isn't this a Beis HaKisei? Because he had an intent when he put it, so he's going to cover it right away. So it never became a Beis HaKisei. Even though I have to do a pu'ula to cover it, but since there's no intent to hold Tzoya here, so that doesn't even shame Beis HaKisei. So Memela Abotik Yisiyas L'chayra, the same thing, is an intent to flush. So Memele, it shouldn't have been Beis HaKisei. L'chayre, okay. Al Koponim, let us get back to the door. We have here Akasha, the Perishais of Estamoyra de Kekasha. And the Rishash wants to fend for the Kasha, but we see that's a posh, it's Bir Halacha, it's Chaylik on the Rishash. So let's try to fend for the Kasha. So it could be, and that's, well, this will be assigned the Shia. Yesh, let us look in the Tosfos. Yesh yad lebeis hakise. Hochinami le misafkele diraise. This is ichanara sofik. אלו חומרי בעלמא מדרבנן מספקלי, אם החמירו לעניין לסר, כך לדבר קרישמה. כיוון דבייס הכיסא שאומרו שאין בו יצויה, כיוון דייזימון כדמאסיק, אם כן תסר על ידי דיבו בעלמא, כמו הנך, הפקר וצדוקה. מקומק ודברנו מבוי לידו להיסקיש. Now, Taisvis is being Ma'ira Amira de Kehore. Our Gemara comes into the Sugi and clears a Shaila, Yesh Yad Lepesa Kise. Shaymu Shamay. Whenever we were thinking about Yodois, it's a Mamatzinu from the Dorim, it's a Hekish from the Dorim. Yodois we don't pick out from the Luftin. Yodois is with a Cheshbet. Yodis is with a cheshbon. So why? What's the shayla yeshad lebeis akise? You have a limit for it. Yeshad lebeis akise. Where do you get such a thing? So that's what Taisis means to say. But since there was a chayma, they said, if I'll say this is a beis akise, the rabbonim were machma with a dibu ba'alme. So maybe they were machma with a mitzvah dibu. That's the shayla of the Gemara. I mean, this is not, we're talking about Yodis, we see, I said this should be a basic easy. What if it's a beautiful room, there's no tzoya, there's no nothing. You're not allowed to drink Krishna already. So we see Chazal made a chumre, the Rabbonon on this moke. So maybe they made a chumre filled by a half a dibu. That's the shayla of the Gemara. So memele dachsach miras fa'emfa te'kashe. By the Reise de Kebesa Kise, that tongue is negia the Reise de Kebesa Kise. By the Reise de Kebesa Kise, there's nothing but to talk about. The Zicha ain't Yad. You know why? Because where are you allowed to den Yadis from? From where? From the Dorim. You don't have a limut. The whole Shailan argument is only by the Darabon on the Kebesa Kise. The Darabon on the Kebesa Kise, the Darabon on made a Chumre. But if I say this is a Besa Kise, it becomes a Besa Kise, and you're not allowed to learn Krishma. So I clarify, maybe this Chumre went, I feel I didn't say, I said this should be a Besa Kise and this. Maybe they made this Chumre also. So the whole Sofik is only in the Darabon on the Kazmone. And the deraisa di kasmona is bachlal no sofik. So memele, so the gemayest akasha ravina, well, I don't understand your sofik. You yourself don't know if there's a drabon di kasmona. So the gemara says, chode mitoich idoch komi boile. Fakat, that's what I mean. If there is a drabon di kasmona for beis akise, I'm claiming maybe there were machma filo by yodis.